Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. There is nobody like our God. Our God is an awesome God. He has brought us once again to a place called there. Here we can meet him because he loves us. He has given us the ultimate life, eternal life. May I have a prayer with you, Father? In the name of Jesus, we pray right now and we declare and decree that you are who you say you are. I want to say thank you. I want to praise you. I want to love you. I want to adore you. I just want to magnify your name above every name, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. His name is every name. Thank you, Father, for the teaching that's going to be on tonight. Thank you for the fullness of what you're doing. Thank you, Father, for everything. I praise you, I love you, and I adore you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, tonight, I just want to go here tonight. I was waiting on our good doctor to come on in and give us some word, but it appears that she's not going to come. But if she comes on, I just want to take it to a scripture that's blessed me today in more ways than one. When I read the book, and I look at the book of, it says, finally, my brethren, this is the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So let's go and look at what the word says. Are you there?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
All Amen. Right, well, praise God. Amen. I was telling the people about the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, where Paul writes and said, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and his power is mighty. Finally, sisters, be strong. And his, oh, I just love it. Well, I know you got a good lesson for us tonight. I'm just going to listen in. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I mean, I'm so glad that we're back here at the well again tonight. We just welcome everyone who has a listening ear and an open heart. Amen. We praise
Amen.
God for that tonight. We give God all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you tonight. We give glory and honor to your name, Father. We lift your name up on high. Father, we thank you for the blessing that we have received, dear Lord God, tonight. We thank you for allowing us to come together in unity on this station that you have blessed Dr. Hunter to bring forth, dear Lord God, for the listeners, for your saints, dear Lord God, for those who are looking for a word of God. Father, we give you praise, Father, tonight. We worship your name. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we ask you to allow the Holy Spirit to come forth and lead and guide us and teach us tonight as you will. And, Father, as we go forth tonight, let it be all of you and none of us, dear Lord God. We pray for our leaders, Father. We pray for our ministers. We pray for our government officials, Father. We ask them for forgiveness, Father. We repent, dear Lord God, because the whole nation has sinned against you. So, Father, we thank you tonight as we go forth, dear Lord God. Let the Holy Spirit teach us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the living God.
Amen.
Tonight,
amen.
We want to go into the Second Chronicles, praise the living God, and we want to talk about from a captivity to repentance is what we want to talk about tonight, because God can forgive even the most notorious person, those who have sinned against him.
Uh-huh.
God promised, if a dynasty of rulers, of kings. And he said that through David, there will always be a king on the throne. Amen?
Amen.
From David. And so it doesn't mean that they all will do right, but when they don't, God will chastise them for their wrongdoing. And we want to talk about Manasseh, because Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king.
Amen.
12 years old. Can you imagine being 12 years old and a king? But he began with his father. To his father Hezekiah, he was a good king. And he did what the Lord said for him to do. He obeyed God. He obeyed God. But when Manasseh became king, Manasseh did what was wrong in the eyesight of God. And God was not pleased. God wasn't pleased with Manasseh, because Manasseh didn't do what God had him to do. Amen?
Amen.
And
praise him.
When Manasseh began to be king, he ruled for 55 years. Isn't that something? 12 years old. And he ruled
12 years old.
And that was, he ruled longer than any other king in Judah or Israel. Any other king, he ruled. His parents were godly parents. He had godly parents. And that's what God is calling for today, for people to raise up and to teach their children. Teach your children the word of God. Teach them. And so when Manasseh became king, he became co-ruler with his father at the age of 12 first. And after his father died, then Manasseh became the sole monarch. He became the sole ruler of Judah. So after he became the sole ruler, he was the most wicked. Can you believe that? He was the most wicked of all the kings of Judah. He was the most wicked from the throne from the line of David. He was the most wicked. He rebuilt the high places. Yes, he rebuilt the high places for pagan worship. He encouraged the worship of Baal, the sun, the moon, and the stars. He even burned his son as a child sacrifice. This is what Manasseh did. See, he started doing things that was contrary to what his father had done. His father had been obedient to the Lord, but Manasseh was that he was evil. Even though he reigned for 55 years, he was evil. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He allowed divination, sorcery in Judah. He murdered many innocent people, and Jerusalem was filled with innocent blood, and God wasn't pleased with that. He wasn't pleased. And so we have people that today serving these pagan gods. We have right here in our city and all around, we have the sorcerers. We have the newspaper with the horoscopes in it, palm reading, and all these people practicing all type of witchcraft and other gods, you know, right here among us, right here among us. Sometimes you don't even know who your neighbor is. You don't know what they're practicing. You don't know what they're doing. But God knows. God knows. Even when they whispering, huh? Even when they whispering, God knows what's going on. He knows. And so we have those kind of people. People get into horoscopes. I thank God that he never allowed me to get into that. People get into horoscopes. I met a lady one day, and she said she was talking about, she said, I just got to talking to my medium. I'm like, good God Almighty. You know, so we have to be aware. Yes, I'm telling you. And guess what? And she was in the doctor's office. This is where she was. She was in the doctor's office. And I told her, look, I don't believe in that, because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The next time I saw the woman hid from me. She wouldn't even come out. She hid from me. But we have to let them know. She believed in her God. I believe in mine. And so we have to let people know. But we want to let people know so you won't get into horoscopes and astrology and palm reading, because it's not of God. And this is what Manasseh did. He got into all of that. And this is why we need to pray and repent, and not only for ourselves, but for those among us. Because there's people that are worshiping these things, and they think it's They think it's all right. They think it's okay to do this. And they think that these people are telling them something that's going to benefit them when it's not. And so surviving Assyrian record note that Manasseh provided men to transport lumber from Lebanon to Nineveh for the Assyrian king. And he, however, Manasseh, repented later in life, even though it was too late. But we're going to get into that. Amen? We're going to get into it. We want to read a little about Manasseh, because Manasseh, God had to, he eventually turned him around. But the thing about it was, he was the most notorious sinner against God, even though he was a king. So sometimes we have people in positions, in high positions, that are not doing what God called them to do, and we got to pray for them, because they're we have city leaders, government leaders, all kinds of leaders, and they're not doing what God called them to do. So Manasseh, but in the eighth year of his reign, when he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father. And in the 12th year, he began to curse Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and groves. And then he carved images and molded images. Here we go. See, we have those people that have these molded images, and they worship other gods. I don't want to call any names, but we all know. They worship these other gods. Mm-hmm. And they think that, hey, these wooden gods are going to save us. But God wants them to know tonight that those gods are false gods. They're false gods. And this is what Manasseh did. And it said, and they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence, and the images that were in high above them. He cut down and the groves and the carved images and the molten images he break in pieces and made dust of them and strode it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And he burnt the bones of the priests unto their altars and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simon, and with their manners around about them. And when he had broken down the altars and groves and had beaten the graven images into plowshares, he cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel. He returned to Jerusalem. This is what he did. I'm Manasseh doing this. He was doing things contrary to the word of God. And being a king through the line of David, you would think that he would do what was right in the sight of God. But all kings, all pharaohs, all these people sometimes are not, they're not doing what God called them to do. And that is what Manasseh did. Manasseh got out of line. And even though he got out of line, Manasseh had to get back to God. Eventually he had to get back to God. It says the Assyrian army captured him, put a hook through his nose, and exiled him to Babylon. Then Manasseh turned to God. That's when he turned to God. When he got captured, they put a hook in his nose. Then he turned to God. This experience is what brought him back to God. Sometimes God allows the experience we have to draw us back to him. He allowed it to happen. So then Manasseh turned back to God. God heard his prayer, restored him as king, and blessed the rest of his reign, as Manasseh sought to restore proper worship of God alone. Then he realized he had made a mistake. He realized it. He realized he had made the mistake. So Manasseh began to turn back to God. And then Manasseh removed the foreign gods and the idols from the Lord's temple. He tore down all the altars he had built on the hill where the temple stood and all the altars that were in Jerusalem. Then he dumped them outside the city. He didn't even leave them in the city after he tore them down. He dumped them outside the city. Outside of the city. He took them out.
My God.
And he restored the altars of the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings. Here we go. He sacrificed peace offerings after he had done, did all these things and made all these mistakes because he went back and built what his father had torn down. And so after he realized it, after he was captured and hooks got in it, they put hooks in his nose, it drew him right back to God. Sometimes God allows things to happen to draw us right back to where he wants us to be. He said, then he restored the altars of the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings and thanksgiving offerings on it. He also encouraged the people of Judah to worship the Lord, the God of Israel. However, the people still sacrificed at the pagan shrine, though only to the Lord their God. Sometimes, even though the king had them, he had them realize his mistake, he was going to go back and try to get the people to not serve those pagan gods and those shrines. But the people kept serving them anyway. Anyway, this is how deep religion is. We can get in religion so deep that it won't let us out. And unless we combat God. And this is what happened to a lot of people. A lot of people are in places and they're still in religion. They're still in religion. And this is what happened to a lot of people. They began to serve other gods. And this is,
amen,
this is the thing Jesse had was trying to get the people to see. Even though after he tore down all the altars in the pagan shrines, the people still served these other gods. They still did it. But sadly, Manasseh's sin had infected the people of Judah. Sometimes people can they can affect other people with their religion. And this is what had happened to the people. They began to serve it. They served it so long that when he did try to go back and make it right, they wouldn't come over. They kept serving these idol gods. He had infected them for 55 years, and then he couldn't get them to turn around. He went to them, and he tried to get them to turn around, but they would not. And so sometimes, after so long, like they say, you hold a bird down for so long, when you let him go, he won't move. And so this is what happened to the people. They still began to serve those idol gods. And God did not reverse his determination to judge the kingdom. He didn't reverse it. He didn't reverse it. He just restored Manasseh. This indicates just how seriously Manasseh had sinned. Even Jeremiah 100 years later announced, because of the wicked things Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, did in Jerusalem, the Lord said, I will make my people an object of horror to all the kings of the kingdoms of the earth. Wow. Horror to all the kingdoms of the kingdoms of the earth. So God had promised David that he would be his father forever and forevermore. The Lord declares that he will make a house for David, a dynasty of kings, which means a continued family of rulers. And that's why Manasseh had to get back to God after his captivity. And then God still forgave him because Manasseh went and prayed to the Lord. He prayed after he realized his mistake. He went and prayed to God. He got down on his knees, and this is what we must do. We must repent and ask God for forgiveness, because a lot of times people don't realize that religion takes you places that you shouldn't even be and start serving gods that you shouldn't serve, serving idol gods. And sometimes people will even tell you that they serving these gods. So we have to be careful of the people that we come in contact with. One thing I can say is know your word, know your God. Know your word and know your God. Study the word and know your God, because people will try and mislead you and think that it's all right. Because when I met this woman, like I said, she was in the doctor's office, and she was like, oh, yeah, mediums. So I told her no, and I stopped her right there. And then she went and hid from me, which was okay, because she didn't want to hear what I had to say. Because Manasseh was an heir to David, Manasseh was enjoying the benefits that God promised to David, because once God makes a covenant or promise, it's irrevocable. Amen. His promises are irrevocable. Whenever he speaks to you, whenever God makes a promise to you, it's irrevocable. no matter how long it seems that it's not coming to pass, just wait, have patience and wait, because whatever God promises, it shall come to pass. God promise does not negate or deny human responsibility or accountability. Wrongdoing requires a just response from God, and that's what happened. God allowed him to get placed in captivity, and that was the response from God. He allowed him to get placed in captivity, and that drew him right back to God, where he knew he should be. And then he went back and tore down everything, all the idols that he had built. God had to respond to Manasseh's sin. He had to respond to it because he was on the throne. He was in the line of David. He was in the line of rulers. So God had to respond to this. He couldn't let him go on because God promised David a dynasty of kings, a ruler that would come from the line of David. So he had to punish Manasseh for that. He had to. So no way could move God to withdraw his promise to preserve David's dynasty. So God had to punish Manasseh because his promise wasn't going to be denied. God promised this to David, and guess what? The line was going to keep going. It's going to keep going. So when he allowed Manasseh to get captured and the hook put in his nose, Manasseh had to get back to God. So either we can get back to God or we'll lose out, because God's promise will not be returned void. So Manasseh sacrificed his son. He carved idols, promoted wicked religious rites, and all manner of practices associated with the worship of Baal. And he set up Asherah poles and participated in the abominable Molech rites and all manner of forbidden cult and occult practices. He did all these things. All of these things Manasseh did. He did all of these things. But God. God is the only one that can forgive anyone. God is the only one. Beyond his many sins, Manasseh shed innocent blood. Now, isn't that something? He shed innocent blood. After he done built all these pagan shrines, after he done participated in wicked religious rites, associated himself with forbidden courts and occult practices, then he shed innocent blood. He shed innocent blood, and God wasn't pleased. God wasn't pleased. Sometimes God tried to get our attention, and we just keep going on. So after all of these things that Manasseh did, he was captured by the Assyrians, and this experience humbled him and brought him into repentance. Manasseh went and repented. 55 years on the throne, he went and repented to God, to the true living God. He went and repented, and God, guess what? God forgave him. It said God will forgive even the most notorious person, even kings, when they repent and truly turn their hearts to God and God alone. So anyone who is willing to return to God and repent, the true living God, God will forgive you. He will forgive you. Manasseh did a whole lot of things. He did a whole lot of things. He set up all the shrines and all the astropoles. He did all that. He worshipped religious rites. And guess what? Even after all of that and shedding innocent blood, God forgave him. We all need to repent and ask God for forgiveness, because we have done some things. Maybe not what Manasseh done, but we all have done some things. But even with that, God forgave Manasseh and then allowed him to reign as king again, even though he couldn't draw the people back because he had infected them with worshiping those idols and religious wicked rites and occult practices. He couldn't draw the people back no matter how he tried. Even though he was king, he still couldn't get them back. So that just lets you know whenever you are doing what God has called you to do, and you make a mistake, we can always repent, go to God, and ask for forgiveness. And Manasseh had shed innocent blood. So even with him doing that, he repented and went and prayed to God. He prayed to him and asked him for forgiveness. And guess what? God forgave Vanessa. And so that just goes to show you what kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. God has a heart for the people who truly love him, truly love him, truly repent from the heart. And people repent from their heart. A lot of times people just say, Lord, forgive me. But when you truly repent from the heart, like Manasseh did, because Manasseh did a lot of things, but God still forgave him. He forgave him and then allowed him to continue to be king. And after he allowed him to be king, Manasseh tried to draw the people back, but he couldn't because the people had served religion for so long that they couldn't come out of it. They couldn't come out. So, you know, that just goes to show us. So we want to praise God. We want to try to continue into doing what God has called us to do. Continue in doing what God has called us to do. Serving him, worshiping him, and praising him, giving him the glory. Continue on that path and not serving idol gods. And like I said, so many people now, you see them, they read the horoscope. They practice witchcraft, sorcery, and all sorts of things. These are all idol gods. And this is the thing that God don't want us to do. He wants us to draw us away from those kinds of God and serving the moon and the stars and all kinds of Baal worship and astrologers and so forth. So we want to let the people know astrology, horoscope, and all that is not going to get it. It's not going to get it. And some people are faithful to these things. They're faithful. They can't wait to get the paper or the horoscope to read it. Or go to these so-called palm readers and all of this. These are idol gods. They're idol gods. And they are everywhere, everywhere. Even in the city where I live, they are here. I don't know how many, but they are here. And so that's the thing we got to stay away from and repent and ask God for forgiveness. Manasseh did a lot of things, but he knew to get back to God. God drew him back by using others to chastise him. So as saints of God, we want to continue on that path, doing what God has called us to do, allowing ourselves to serve only the true living God. Amen? Only the true living God. And I love it because Manasseh went back and prayed. That's the part I love. He went back and asked God for forgiveness, and then he began to pray to God, and God restored him as a king. Can you imagine God restoring him as a king, even though he's done all of these things and shed innocent blood, but God still restored him back to his kingship? He restored him back to it, you know? And we would think, no, not after all of that, but God restored Manasseh back. Even though the people didn't come back, Manasseh did. Amen. And so it's a beautiful lesson to read whenever you get a chance to read it, because there's so much in it. There's so much in it that we can learn from. We can learn from Manasseh because he did a lot of things, but God is still on the throne, and he's still a forgiving God, and he come to save the sinners, those who are lost. Manasseh was lost. He was lost, but he had to get back to God. After his captivity, he had to get back to God. So we thank God. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God for this lesson. Thank God for leading us and guiding us to know his word and to know what to do and what not to do. And ask the Holy Spirit to help us, because as we go forth sometimes in day-to-day life, there are things, there are people we come in contact with. We don't know we don't know all the people. So people are serving different things and different gods. And so that's why we have to continue in prayer. We have to continue in prayer. Pray for our cities, our government leaders, and those who are among us. Because we don't know what people are doing.
Who they are. And we just don't know.
We don't know. And when I came across it, when the Lord led me here and began to read about Manasseh, and he reigned for 55 years, I was like, wow, 55 years is how long he had infected the people with all these pagan gods. He infected them. And once God restored him, He couldn't restore people. The people wouldn't come back. They hadn't got into this religion, and this is what's happened to a lot of people today. They get into religion and cannot get out, or don't want to get out because they think it's the right thing to do. I know we meet a lot of people that they serve an idol god, and they really think that they are, you know, these gods are what's helping them. They really do. They have it. It's in their mindset. But God let us know, do not serve these pagan gods, these astrologers, these palm readers, and so forth and so on. I don't care how much they tell you they know. I met a lady that told me, she said, oh, the palm reader told me so much this and that. And I told her, I don't believe in that. She said, oh, I do. She said, only reason I didn't go back is because I didn't have no more money. I said, well, that should tell you something. So God don't want to serve these idol gods. They're idol gods.
No.
And we find so many serving these idol gods. That's why we got so much chaos going on now, because everybody doesn't serve the true living God. And so we got those among us who are serving idol gods. And that's where the chaos come in. And so that's what happened to Manasseh. Manasseh couldn't draw the people back, even though God restored him. He could not get the people back. Those people was deep into it. They was deep into it. And you'll find some people that are deep into religion, their God. Their God, not the true living God, but their God. They serve these pagan gods. And they will not let them go. Once they get a hold of them, once they start serving these pagan gods, they can't get out unless they come to the true living God. Amen? So we just thank God for reminding us and for allowing us to come forth and read about Manasseh, because it's so important that we know what's going on in the earth. We know what's around us. We have to pray constantly and daily because there's so much wickedness, so much wickedness. So many people serve out of God, and people don't want to hear anything about the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear it. But I said, I will shout his name on the housetop. I will lift his name up. He said, if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him.
Amen.
So now, because he's given us courage and strength and extraordinary boldness, now when I go out and I go in the stores and anywhere, guess what? I said the name of Jesus. If you don't want to hear it, go on the other side, because I'm going to speak his name. As long as he allow me to do it, I'm going to speak his name. And whatever he says, whatever he tell me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Amen? I'm going to do it. Because I'm a worshiper of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I give God the glory. I thank God.
Amen.
Because he has blessed us as saints to come together to know his word and to do what he's called us to do. And a lot of people don't believe it. They don't know it because they don't study the word. They don't study the word. So we want to know in this hour, this day and time, what we must do. We want to know. Amen? We got to get a word in our belly. The Lord said he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. That's those who are willing and have faith enough to believe and receive the word of God. Because he's not going to invade your heart if you don't want him in it. He's not going to invade it. But if you invite him in, the Holy Spirit will come in and teach and lead and guide you. He'll let you know secret things, the Bible says. You'll know secret things, things that others don't know because you are a saint, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So this
Amen.
Is what we have to do. We have to study the word. Let the Lord know that, Lord, we are willing. We love you. We're willing. We love the word. And guess what? In that day, that hour, when we are in the spirit on the Lord's day, he will teach us what to say, when to say it, what to do, and how to do it. No weapons formed against us shall prosper.
Yes.
Not when we are in the word of God. Not when we are studying
Amen.
And not when we are seeking him out. These words are that we're given tonight is only for you to go and study. It's not because you don't know the Torah. It's those who seek him out. Say, Lord, I heard something tonight, but I really don't understand. If you began to seek him just on that word, guess what? He will elevate you spiritually. He will elevate you, and he will begin to teach you some things. No, we won't teach you everything. We won't say everything because some things only he want to teach you. He want to have that relationship with you. So when you began to seek him out, you said, well, I didn't hear. Seek him out. Seek him for yourself because there are some things he want to tell you individually. You know, every individual by their own heart. So when you start seeking him out, sometimes I can hear somebody speak a word, and I say, the Lord will bring a word to me, and I begin to speak it out. I said, what's that mean, Lord? What is that? What that mean? He wants you to seek him out. Seek him out. So that's why we said we read the scripture. The scripture, 2 Chronicles 34, it's about Manasseh and the things that he served, the pagans that he served, the altars, all those things. So God want to revelate to you, the saints. He want to revelate to you. So when you go and you begin to seek him out concerning these things, guess what? He opened you up to something.
He will do that for you because he does it for us.
We know that. He's manifesting. He's taught us things, and he's still teaching us. That's how we know where to go, which way to go, because somebody needs to hear it. It may not be you, but it may be somebody in your family. It may be your children. We never know. Somebody needs to hear his word tonight because somebody's been serving astrologers. It may not be you, but you can tell somebody down the road. You can tell somebody. That is not right. If I had not known when the lady came to me talking about her medium, I might want to agree with her. Oh, who is that? And I might want to try. But since I knew my God, I told her no. I said, I don't believe in that. I said, that's not even real. And after me telling her about the Lord Jesus Christ, then she went and hid from me. She went and hid. And I was like, why is she hiding? She got to hide because she don't know your God. She only know me.
Amen.
So that is why we have studied the word. So we won't come in agreement with people who are serving other gods. And then we know this word because now we got bread that we can share with somebody else when we see them in the wrong. When we see them serving other God, we can at least let them know. And when you're speaking God out, when you're speaking out his word, he will teach
Amen.
You what to say in the hour that you
Amen.
Need to say. Amen.
Amen.
He will do that for us. So that's why
yes.
we study the word. We study the word. And we're
Amen.
Seeking God out, saying, Lord, what does that mean, Lord? And then he began to increase you spiritually. He began to increase you. And so this is why we go to the word, because he increased us spiritually. He said, I wish that you would prosper even as your soul prosper. And I give God the glory because our soul began to prosper. He began to reveal things to us that we did not know, secret things of the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. He began to reveal those things to us. So that's why
Amen.
We seek him on a daily basis, saying, Lord, what do you want me to do today? We get up, we're seeking him. All through the day, we're talking to him and seeking him out because there's a word. Sometimes he wants to just talk to you. Sometimes he wants you to just sing. Sometimes whatever he tell you to do, like his mother say, whatever he tell you to do, do that. Do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Do that.
So,
Amen.
So we learned something tonight. We learned what not to do. We don't want to do like Manasseh because we are heirs. We are heirs.
Amen.
We are heirs. So we want to be in right standing with the Lord. We want to be in right standing. And then we want to share that with somebody else because it's not just for us. Not just
Amen.
For us. And if they don't take heed once you give them the word, it's not on you. It's not on me anymore because I warned the woman. I told her when she talking about a medium. I don't know anything about mediums, but I know something about Jesus Christ. I know
Amen.
Something about him. I can tell you about him, but I don't know anything about a medium, and I don't want to know. So the thing about it
Amen.
Is once we began to study the word, God will show us and he will teach us, he will reveal to us what we need to know in that hour. Amen. So
Amen.
Now
Amen.
We have to seek him out. Once we get the word, we begin to seek him out for more because you hunger and thirst after righteousness. You hunger and thirst after righteousness. This is what we do. We hunger and thirst after it. We wait for him. We seek. We're at his gate. Saying, Lord, what's next? What's next? We're searching him out. We're seeking for him, looking for him, looking for a word. I know I do. When I get up in the morning, I'm looking for him. I'm seeking him out. What do you have me to do today? And you know what? I give God the glory. I'm telling the friends, I thank God. Because, see, God will give you more sons and daughters. He will give them to you. Those
yes,
who are hungry
will.
And thirsty after righteousness. He will put them in your pathway. And you got to have something to feed them. You got to have something to feed them in this hour.
Amen.
We got to have something to feed them. So that's why we study the word. We know what. We know right from wrong. We know what to do and what not to do. So when we hear somebody that don't know the word, we can share that word with them by the grace of God. We can share it. So this is the thing that we have learned tonight, because those palm readers, they're all over the city. These horoscopes, they're all in the newspaper. We've got all kinds of pagan gods around, and people are just serving them. Even our leaders, some of them. Even those in high positions, they're serving pagan God. God wants us to, he wants us to begin to repent and come back to him and begin to serve him. Serve him with our whole heart. And that's what Manasseh did. Even though he was a king and he reigned for 55 years, he came back to the true living God. And God restored him to his kingship. He restored him. Can you imagine? After he had shed all his innocent blood, washed your idols, and built shrines, built the walls that his father had tore down. He even did all these things contrary to the word of God, and then he restored you? My God Almighty. He said even the most notorious person, he said, I can even bring them back. I can even forgive them, the most notorious. And that's what King Manasseh was. He was the most notorious king. But God restored him back to his kingship after all he had done. So that just let us know that if he did it for Manasseh, the king that was on the throne, if he did it for him who reigned for 55 years, having people to serve all these idols, if he can restore him, he can restore anybody who come to him. Anybody.
Amen.
Anybody that wants to receive the Lord Jesus Christ can come right now and repent, and God will forgive you. He will forgive you and restore you. If you truly believe and have faith, he can do it. That's what he did. Manasseh prayed to him and with an honest heart. And if you have an honest heart tonight and want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what you have done, guess what? He's there with open arms. He's ready to receive. Ooh, hallelujah. He's ready to receive.
Amen.
See, because King Manasseh, I probably would have said no. But God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, tonight has been a great night for the teaching of Dr. McClendon and the lines. I got about a lot of lines here. And so I wanted to open up the line. I'm gonna call your last four numbers on your cell phone. Please respond. 7674.
Hello. How you doing tonight, Doctor?
All right. How you doing?
Pastor Will. All right.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great. And that was a good word that the doctor gave just a minute ago. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let me ask you, so we can ask other people coming to the conversation. Do you believe, can you see what's going on? As she was teaching this lesson tonight about the people of practicing witchcraft, dewcraft, kincraft, and everything else but the true and living God.
Yeah, the God says that the world is going to be deceived, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it more and more, even the... I think I was on the show one night, and I talked about the two young men about the middle of the state, over by Midland, and how they talked about this church that their mother and they were going to, and they were talking about all the spiritual things and everything else, the healings and all these other things, you know, that was going on. And I was listening to them talk, and I sat there and I kept on asking them, I said, well, where's Jesus? And they said, well, they get to the end, then they talk about Jesus. And I said, yeah, but, I mean, even through all these healings, is your mother healed? So, well, she was healed for a moment. Well, God doesn't heal you just for a moment. He says you're healed, you're healed.
Amen.
You know, and so, amen. So, anyhow, I was sitting there listening to these guys talk, and then they were talking about these ghosts, their children. And this one child kept coming saying, I need the candle, I need the candle, I need the light so I find my way back home, so I can find my way back. I need a candle. And so they were this ministry, the spiritual ministry, they kept encouraging these people to be able to give them a light, to be able to encounter and to talk with them and embrace them so that they could find their way back home. Well, the light these demons were asking for was their light. And
amen.
They didn't understand
amen.
It.
Mm-hmm.
The
amen.
Light that God had put into their hearts, the candle that God has given each and every one who is in Christ, that's the candle, that's the light that they were seeking. And yet this ministry was sitting there saying, you need to embrace it. No. Because God says, we're not to entertain these people. We're just telling them to get out of the house. I said, because they're coming up, and I said, asking for a light. And I said, what are they going to be asking next? They're going to be asking for your child. And he says, you have one that's coming to you as a child because you love children. So they already
amen.
Know, they already know how to attack you, how to attach to you, how to sit there and be able to come into your life and to manifest themselves in your life. And they're
mm-hmm.
stealing. They're
mm-hmm.
stealing the word of God from you. They're stealing everything. And they're getting in to the point where you sit there and you're going to start giving, and you're going to start giving. And say, what do you want? Well, he's going to eventually say, I want your child. I want your light.
Yeah.
I need a light to get back.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got
amen.
Telling these people this, and I kept on telling them, I says, no, this is wrong. You need to sit there and cast that spirit out. I said, you need to cast it out of your house. I said, because it's coming after your children. And it's coming after the light that God has put into your heart that
amen.
You received Jesus a long time ago. And these are how these demons operate. They're coming in. And it doesn't matter if you're a horse lover. It doesn't matter if whatever the case may be in your life. You know, if you have lost a loved one, someone comes back as your great-grandmother or your great-great-grandfather or whoever it is, you know, that's a spirit. That is a spirit that's coming after you, that's attacking you and trying to steal you from Christ.
A familiar spirit, amen.
Amen. And, you know, and most of this was coming out of Mexico. But then I got down, because I go to Central America and other places, and I sit there and excuse me, and I've sat there at times, and I've listened to these people, and I've been listening and also on the news, and I've been watching and everything else. And now these spiritualists, they're not Christians, they're not Mormons, they're not Jews, they're spiritualists, right?
Well,
and what they're doing, they're going into the cities, and those people who are speaking of Jesus and they're speaking of Christ, they're coming and they're attacking them, sending them out of their own cities. These spiritualists. So you know
yeah.
they're filled with the demonic spirits, because otherwise they would be receiving the word of God. They would be receiving
amen.
Those who are in Christ, and yet they call themselves godly people, and they're far from it.
That's right.
Well, you
that's
know,
right.
You
and
know,
we need to understand this. And
amen.
It's and it, that is built that is filtering right now into the U.S. That is coming in through across the borders, you know, because we've got these open borders, you know. Yeah, we need borders. We need gates at our borders and those who are coming. This nation was built on the belief of Christianity, and
you
know
what?
That's where it needs to be. And then we're bringing all these other cultures that are coming in. We're bringing all this stuff back into the United States, and we're dividing this country, and it's slipping away out of the hands of the righteous and everything else. God had blessed this nation because we were blessing Israel. We were the nation that was the leading nation in the world to sit there and be able to push the gospel out.
This nation has bowed
Thank
down
you.
To every
idol
that is, so that's why we
My
have all these
dying.
People coming in.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's
so,
why we have
but like
a
said,
charger.
So, but like I said, spiritualists that are coming into this nation, and it's coming across, and they're infiltrating, and they're coming into our schools, they're coming into everything else, and you know, and it's just like you're talking about the king, you know, he took on all these other, even Solomon, he started taking on as he has his concubines and all his wives that he started integrating their religions and their beliefs into the house of God and into his own marriage and into his own life. And even God sat there and told him about that.
Now Pastor, let me take you to a deeper statement here. Now we talk about the witchcraft, the people that are practicing witchcraft right here in America, and one of the noted places. I was studying and I was talking to God, and God revealed this to me. He said the devil is speaking through one of the top figures in America today. And God showed me, he showed me in the book of Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, and the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, Son of man, say to the prince, talk to a man who said of Tyre, thou say thou art God, because your heart is lifted up. I am God, and he says, "Well, I'm gonna make it great. We're gonna be a great God. I'm gonna do this. What border? We don't need no border. We don't need to know. All we got to do is have the prayer, and put it on the line, and watch God do what He says He's gonna do. Now I've got to say this: we got to do it because we're in a real fight, and the other thing." That spirits are right here in America at the top setting right now. And they're sitting back plotting on both sides of the aisle. They're plotting. But one comes out and says, I'm going to be great. I'm going to make it great. And they're going to lie and say, he's going to do this. See, the devil, he stood up in your life. Here's the word. I'm not putting the word in. I'm putting what the word says. I am God. That's what he said. I'm God. I'm going to do a great work. Now, that's why. That's why I say to us on the line with us, we got to hear what God is saying. I'm not going to look at a Republican or a Democrat or an Independent. I'm going to look at what the Word has to say. And now all three of them are fighting, they're fighting and cutting each other's throat. How can you bring a nation that's already together divided? Somebody want to sit there. That's why and the writing of Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 through 18. Paul says, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Don't be out there flipping and flaming, and don't be messing around. Yeah, we got some people that are practicing witchcraft, even at the churches right now. We have in Houston, all over in Hearn, all around the state of Texas, all across America. They are practicing witchcraft. But we have the power to put them
That's
down.
Right. Amen. The word.
And that's what I do.
Amen.
Are we going to
work?
I just want to say this. And see what God is saying. See, God, he says, listen, Satan, in the 11th chapter verse, he says, I brought you with full of wisdom, a perfect in beauty, and the garden of Eden had a precious stone, the diamonds. He named them all he was wearing on. He said, but he's a workman of your, a workman of his temple. He had a great voice. That's why you see people can sing. That's the devil using their voices. We have to look at it from a standpoint. We don't rush against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness as well. That's what we're fighting against. We got to fight
That's
it.
Right.
So anybody else got a question or statement they want to make? 57, 54. You got to say.
That's why we got to have the word, because the Bible says the kingdom of heaven sucks violence, and the violence take it by force. We got to do it by the word of God. We can take
Amen.
It by the word of God. We got to speak his word, and his word will work. It will work. The United States, this country, have bowed down to every idol there is. They bring everybody in, and then they bow down to their God. So that's why we got all the chaos, because now they done bow down to every god, every idol, every shrine there is. And then you want to include them, you can't do it. So, of course, we're going to have it. So now the saints of God got to get the word and began to speak, because the word is going to work. The word will work.
It's got to work. That's why we got to come together. And so let me see, 85, 55, are you there? 85, 55, are you there? All right. 5, 7, 5, 4. Are you there?
Hello, Willie.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm blessed with the Lord.
Oh, well, so am I.
Amen.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to give praise and everything to the person, the speaker that I was that was speaking earlier, and I wish that the nation could come together and be one as it was at one time, and it will be one day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 And got any other statement, question you want to ask, or?
No, I don't really have anything to say. I wish that, or rather to say, I'm looking that everything will come together, like I said, and things will start to mold and take shape as they're supposed to, as they're meant to be.
Amen.
Amen. But the one thing I will say to you, when people still practicing, now as Pastor Irvin said, the light, which he said it right, the light is in us. It's the light of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And the devil wants that light. He wants us to sell that light to him. If we sell it to him,
then we're in the dark. We're in the dark.
Amen. So I'm talking about the light of Jesus Christ, not the light of a candle.
Exactly, right. The heart and the love and everything of Jesus is the light and the whole foundation. And if we don't adhere to that and acknowledge that and uphold it like it's supposed to be, then we're in the dark, and we're lost. We're the, you know, lost ones that are left out. So.
Well, this is where Paul tells us to take you the whole arm of God. The whole arm of God. What do you mean the whole arm of God? We got to put on everything. The helmet. We got to put on the breastplate. We got to put it all on our feet.
Right.
We got to have the sword of righteousness in our hand, because we are fighting a real demon.
Exactly.
We're not fighting the devil. We're fighting a demon, because the devil is bound in hell. And he got to do it right now.
And he's coming at everybody full force.
And you know what? Because I'm not going to give him that credit, because he comes and I said, no, 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 because the blood of Jesus. And the Bible tells me, because I have, I'm under the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan can do everything. I mean, the devil can do everything he tries, but he can't touch me because of the blood of Jesus. Oh, he gonna throw at me. He gonna do this and do that and do that. And one sister was telling me that had 23 different diseases and overcome so many different healings. And the devil is Hashandri Hikosatahasa. I feel the anointing. And the enemy comes in and try to say, well, you just don't have to do that. Just do it my way. But take on the whole arm of God. That's why he put the arm on you. On your knees.
Right, you do. You do.
And that's the evil day we stand right now. See, and I always say this, I love everyone on the radio station, but I want to say it again. Satan is standing up there right now. He got initiated today by the NRA, and he says, I'm gonna do what I say I'm going to do. That's the devil talking.
Amen.
I said, oh, my God.
Uh-uh.
He said, I'm a God, is what he was saying. I am a God.
That's it.
Now, tell me how a man going to take $50 million of his dollars and trick the people into doing it, and now they see it. They see it more clearly now. And if we don't stand up, not so
Amen.
Much about the people out there in the other countries, right here in America, we got some problems.
Amen, that's right.
We found out today there was a shooting at the White House. Some man mm-hmm. got shot. See, the devil is always busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's busy. He's
Amen.
Definitely busy.
Amen. Amen. And you know what, Dr. McClendon, the lesson tonight, when you talk about Messenai was one of the tribes that was made of Israel, right?
Yes.
And so here was what God would bring his kings out of, the loins, and the king messed up. Now
mm-hmm.
just think what the presidents in America have done around the world.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, look, see, we have to understand. You got to stand, having your loins girded about the truth. You got to tell the truth. Stop lying. Stop playing with the gospel. And when we have the gospel of peace on us, Satan can't do nothing to us.
Amen.
I mean, that's what I know. He done tried everything. They done checked my heart. They said my heart's good, my lungs good, my kidney. They trying to find something, but you can't find nothing because it's covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. you said that, and I was talking to a lady. She said she went to the doctor, and the doctor told her she had cancer. She said she started laughing. That she said because she didn't believe it. And she said the devil is a liar. Call him a liar.
Yes, yes.
And so we have to command our bodies, our minds, and everything that God has blessed us with to come in and get in order with the
right.
word of God.
Amen.
Command it to get in order with the word of God. God has given us authority to call our bodies to come in line with the word of God.
Amen.
We have that power, that authority to say, no, when the doctors told me my mother's kidneys was bad, my sister and them called me, they said, we've already said that he's a liar. I said, well, I'll be there in a minute. When I got there, he said, well, your mother's kidneys are bad. I said, no. I said, they're good in Jesus' name. He said, no. I said, they're good, and I command this thing. You have to command what you want. The Lord has given us authority to command it in this earth. We are his saints. We are heirs to the kingdom, so we can command it to come in line with the word of God. Get in line with the word of God. I was telling somebody my nose started bleeding one Sunday morning when my mother and I was talking about the word of God. They had my nose bleeding. I said, well, you better bleed for Jesus. Bleed. I mean, you better bleed for Jesus. And it dried up like somebody had cut off a pocket. Command this thing. If you're going to do something, do it for Jesus.
Right.
If you're going to make me hurt for Jesus. Make me hurt for him. I dare you to make me hurt for him. Make me. I command it to get in line with the word of God. I command it. God gave me the authority. He said, you walk in it. He said, I give it to y'all. Walk in authority. Command it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My God Almighty. Now, that's what we do on Friday night. Meet me at the wheel. Good God Almighty. Pastor Irwin, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Amen. Well, one of the things I would say, you and I both know we done had a fight against the demons. We done fought against those demons. We have to stand up against them. While you going down there to the different southern continents, I know that you came back one day and told us what you have encountered down there. And so right here in Houston, Texas, right here in Houston, Texas, there is a great mitigation of false prophets, liars, soothsayers, shaking their little thing and say, well, you know, I want to do this. But I've come to understand, and I hope and pray that those of us who are on here, that we can do these words. We got to pray without all prayer. Supplicating the Spirit, watching. We got to pray one for another. Because somebody out there is listening to us. Somebody is listening to what we're saying. They can hear and hope their ear will become dull. And as Pastor, when I'm listening to Pastor, he come to me and I looked straight in his eyes. He said, can I pray for you? And I looked in his eyes and I said, Lord says, yes, y'all. He said, I'm hooking y'all together. We've been hooked together. Have we been, Pastor?
Yeah. We've been together ever since almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Radio station. Yeah.
Yeah. See, when God looks at what we do, you got to get on, yes, as Dr. McClendon has said, you got to study the word, put the word in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I love what he's doing for me. I love him.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Anybody else got a statement, have a confession, or somebody want us to pray for, somebody you know that needs prayer, we here to do just that.
Amen.
Anybody. Oh, I meant to tell everybody, there's a young lady today I've been knowing. She has a 78th birthday, and she is Apostle, Lord have moved her name tonight. But anyway, I know she's supposed to be on the women tonight, and she's 78 years old. 78.
Praise the
Lord. Still standing. And you know, God, Esther.
Yes.
Amen.
Esther Lembrick, Apostle Esther Lembrick. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.
And one of the things that we come to know more about anything else is that when we stand with what God is saying, and I'm just saying to us believers, we got to pray one for another. We ain't got to fight. We got to pray. Point it out to me. But brother, I need to tell you about this, and I'll do it because I want to learn. The more I can understand the God's word, the better I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Me too.
See,
me.
I'm going to tell you like what he said to that guy when he's boxing. He said, now, all the questions I want to know to you is standing in front of me. What round do you want to go down in?
Amen. Well, look, one can put 1,000 to flight.
Amen. Roy, giving me different things that you put about it, and I've been using it. It's been helping me 100%. And so we just thank God. And one of the things I say to everybody, know some people that's been on the line on the radio station and around the world. We're talking to people around the world. Even on the West Coast, is right now, it's 9 o'clock in Houston. It's 2 hours different. So it's still kind of early at night out there. Now, the time behind us is moving us forward. And there are people in different time quadrants that this radio station reaches. I was talking to a guy some time ago from Nigeria, and he was telling me about, he heard something about this station. And I want to let you know, God has it. I knew that's soaking in. It ain't about
Amen.
Me. It's about
Amen.
God the Father. It's about God
yes.
the Father. It's
Amen.
He said he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And he said, I cannot lie. I cannot
Amen.
Lie.
I
will stand
lie.
On my own.
Yes.
I got about it. And last night I was reading, studying the book and God began to show me something about the judges. Do y'all know those judges like America? They just lie, told all kind of lies. Now, how many know that somebody, help me, Lord Jesus, how many people know that there's been somebody that committed, had an abortion? They done had it. Somebody you know done had an abortion. So why you want to condemn them, but they've asked God to forgive them? All
Amen.
The sins are forgiven. If God forgives somebody, love them back into the body of Christ.
Right. Amen. That's right. That's right.
Love them back into. Now, what happens is when they come. Now, here's the biggest lie. See, the devil knows. See, the lie on the Holy Spirit, and the Bible say if you lie against the Holy Spirit, that's a sin that's not even pardonable. And that's what
Amen.
I keep saying, Lord. I don't want to sin against the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen,
Amen,
somebody.
Amen.
Because somebody said, I got a word of the Lord from you. You got to make sure you know that you know the word.
Amen.
I got a young man come on the line that was a man that I met some time ago, just like I met the pastor, Irwin. This is G-Man. We call him G-Man. His name is Gregory. Gregory, are you there? Gregory, I guess he must put us on hold. But anyway, here's what I would have everybody to believe and understand. There's no love like God's love.
No.
Until that night.
Amen.
This morning, God woke us up. I was praying, Lord, what would you want to do with this program tonight? God says, he took me back to this word, who gave himself for our sins. Jesus Christ,
yes.
That he might deliver us. Now, here's the quickness of it, that he might deliver us from this present evil age.
Amen. Yes.
According
Amen.
To the will of our God and Father. Now, you tell me that isn't love? That isn't love? We got to, beloved, we got to get back into the, and see if people that says, well, you know, and I always, people get upset with me, and I'm going to let my mouth shut up here and let somebody do some talking, because the word is coming from somebody else also. And don't think that you don't have a right on this radio station. I just don't want anybody to be cussing and fighting against each other. But one thing I've come to understand, what God is doing, and the people that put some from my house and got it fixed up, and they want to mess it up. I said, okay, I'll tell you what. Come and get it all back. They said, no, we don't want to mess up. I said, why not? It's no. We're going to do it right for you. See, God got things getting right for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He's getting right, somebody.
Yes.
See, and as I said, I've told everybody, I get happy every time. When I was last Saturday, I met this young lady running for a judge, Sherry. And told her what God said. God said to me, Stan, I got a word to tell her. And I looked around, I told my nephew, I said, God got me to stand it. All of a sudden, she came out of nowhere and began to tell me what had happened to her. Somebody stole her car, stole her computer, had a Cadillac, everything was gone. And I said, I asked one question, what do you want God to do for you?
Amen.
And she didn't hesitate. She said, I want everything to be brought back. I said, well, according to the name of Jesus Christ, if we believe it, it'll be brought back. Wednesday night, by 10:30, she called me. I'm trying to go to sleep, and she called me. She said, Miss Turner, and she finally said, she said, I just got to tell you. She said, everything that we prayed for, The man told me my car is out there at the place. I went out there. When somebody steal your car, you know, and leave it on the side of the street, they can pick it up. Somebody stole her car. But because it's this new kind of, if you ain't got the right combination, it stops out. And so, making it short to tell you, she said, I'm so happy that God has answered my prayer. And she asked me one question. Listen to me. She asked me one question. She said, what did you put on me? I said, no, ma'am, I didn't put nothing on you. I put nothing on you but the word of God.
Amen.
Was that in teaching tonight? Mm-hmm. Witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
I put nothing but the word of God on her. Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Hey, Royal. Hey, Royal.
What did you put on me? Wow.
Praise the Lord, saints. Yes, sir, I'm here.
I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for the testimony that you've been giving over the radio and how many people are saying that they've been blessed by what they've heard. They don't come back to say it, but they say, that lady. They always say, that lady. Now, that's the same name, Roy, that lady.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I tell you, it's been Sister McClinton, Dr. McClinton just been, I mean, she took my NASA and ran with him. I tell you, I've enjoyed all I heard. She was long-winded, boy. She went almost a whole hour, praise God. I tell you, she was teaching that. But I'm so glad somebody snap the subject back into the word, because for a minute there it was sounding like we was down and out and count down for the count and out talking about America. I get confused when people keep talking about how we want this country to go back to where it was. I've been in America for 70 years and my ancestors been here before there was an America, because I'm a Potawatomi. My father's Potawatomi. So I'm confused. I know that the Pilgrims and the Druids of England came here and started the country, and that there's some of them, a handful of them, profess to be Christians. But what I'm confused is, why do everybody need a savior? If we need a savior, and y'all are talking about witchcraft and evilness of the days, which the word, all of this, the word has said. So are we going to pray believing what the word say, or are we going to believe what we want? Because if we want the country to go back to where it was, then you need to throw your Bible out the window, because the Bible ain't said.
For the word.
What y'all talking about? So we either got to make up our mind and get it straight whether we want God's word to come true and be fulfilled, or do we want what we used to have? And used to have wasn't good for everybody from the jump street. So I don't understand. There's always been murders. There's always been evil. Evil has been here since Adam and Eve landed. So I'm confused. And the word of God tells me that evil men and seducers were going to wax worse and worse. And the word of God tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I don't understand. I get very confused when we allow Satan's world. The Bible says he's the prince of this air. He's the god of this world. And yes, there's witchcraft. That ain't no news. There's been witches before we was born. While Jesus walked the earth, there's been witches, and there's been homosexuals, because Sodom and Gomorrah proves that. So what is new, y'all? Tell me something new other than the blood of Jesus cleanses each and every one of us from this filth. We're not going to live here on earth. We're passing through. This is this world and all of its elements shall melt and burn with fervent heat. So the only thing is we are the light, as y'all have been saying. We are the light, and we got to hold fast our testimony with the armor of God on and our confession, because they overcame by the word of their confession. And that's what we got to hold. And what is the word we confess? We confess everything that God say. Just like the sister say, when they told her mama had a kidney problem, she said, we don't accept what these, we go to the doctors. I go to doctors. I ain't going to let you think I don't. I go to doctors. I get their diagnosis, but I stand on God's word. I believe God's word more than I believe a doctor. I believe God's word because God knows every inch of us. The Bible says he knows every hair on my head. And yours too. And he feeds the birds, and he gonna feed me. So what do we got to worry about? We know we are overcomers, and that the devil is already defeated. Y'all got to keep that in mind. We are victorious. We are victorious. We ain't gonna be victorious. We are victorious. So I just like to keep it real, because I mean, some Americans living, I mean, they talking about take this country, make America great again. As long as neither one of them don't repent and receive Christ and from the White House to the gutter, they got to die and see Jesus. That's what we, and we know ain't no saint going to be in the White House, because the Bible said that according to the prophecies of the Bible, the everything is pointing. Evil men gonna get in the White House more and more. Even though I do hope Trump don't win this time, hope God hold off a little bit of that one. I do. That's my own personal hope. But if so, we still are victorious. We still can't. And remember, you are saints. You ain't going to be saints. You are already saints. Every letter Paul wrote in the New Testament was to saints. We ain't going to be saints. We have been made saints by the blood, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, inside. This is a temple that I'm walking around in, and thank God I'm going to step out of this temple. I'm going
to step out. My goodness. Maybe. Wow. Anybody got a word they want to say? Oh, Jesus. That was. Yeah. Oh, God, I love you so much. Woo-wee. My God Almighty, the God we serve. Amen. Well, we brought somebody off the line, but I thank him for it, but we got about 2 minutes on the line. Pastor Irwin.
Yeah.
Lead us in prayer to close out tonight. I want to thank everybody for being on tonight, with us tonight. It was a great discussion, and this is what Dr. McClendon, she called Meet Me at the Well. And we met at the well tonight, and we just talked it a lot of things, so I thank God for you. Will you take us out in prayer, please?
Sure. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for your word that went forth today, Lord, that would touch the hearts and minds and the soul and body of each and every one that's been hearing the word, Lord, and coming across this airways, Lord. Father, for the attack of the enemy that's coming against the brothers and sisters that are in Christ, Lord, you said you would defend us, Lord. You said you would set us apart from the world, Lord, and that your hand would be upon us, Lord. Lord, those who have come against us, Lord, those who have sat there and set traps, Lord, let those traps turn against them, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Let your hand be upon each and every one, Lord. Father, right now, Lord, I ask that anyone that needs healing right now, Father, thank you right now for your healing hand to be upon that person right now, Lord.
Right now.
You touch their bodies, Lord. Anywhere that they're hurting, Lord, that you would just touch their bodies, Lord, and they be healed, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the finances, Lord, and the needs that are met every day, Lord, that you meet our needs. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord. And when we don't see it, Lord, and we begin to murmur, Lord, to forgive us, Lord, because your word, your prosperity, Lord, in the spirit is far greater than anything that we can even begin to imagine, Lord. Lord, our frailness, Lord, in what we walk sometimes, Lord, that come against you, Lord, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. And we set us aside, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you forgive us, Lord, if we've done anything to trespass against any brother or sister or even against you, Lord. We ask right now, Lord, for your mercy and your grace upon each and every one in this hearing and listening right now, Lord, and anywhere in the world. We ask right now, Lord, your hand be upon this nation, Lord, and upon those who are running for office, Lord, that you begin to you convict their hearts, Lord, even though they're saying one thing, Lord. Father, I ask right now, Lord, that your hand be upon this nation, Lord, and it will turn back. Shake it, Lord. Shake it hard and shake it loose, Lord, out of the hands of the enemy. And we thank you, Father. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And remember, I love you, I love you, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do
Amen.
About it.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Amen.